Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So, you know, being old can be a lot of people's common problem, and this video is called Could Aging Be Reversed? And I believe this is something that human beings has been searching for a very long time. And today we have a rather short sentence, but it's not exactly very easy. So let's take a look at today's sentence. Aging causes some amount of reduction in the rate of human cell multiplication and also causes some of the cells to function inappropriately. Aging causes some amount of reduction in the rate of human cell multiplication and also causes some of the cells to function inappropriately. 那我们首先来看的第一个字呢是 aging， aging 呢指的是变老或者是老化，那它是动词。那因为它的名词原型呢则是 age， 我们比较常用到的呢就是说，哎 ，what's your age？ 也就是说你几岁。那如果当作动词的话呢，就是指老化的这个过程。那我们可以说，even though aging is inevitable， we should always think about how to make the most of our lives。虽然呢老化或者是变老是一个就是难以逃避的事实，但是我们终究能够去想说我们人生该怎么活得充实。再我们来看是 amount 呢是总数啊或者是总额，那它的 a 呢是发短音额的音， moun 这边发 ow， amount 像是我们可以说 the amount of people who believes that the earth is flat is really high， 就是相信这个地球是平的人们啊就是总数有点太多了。那去掉 a 呢，它的动词呢是 mount， 是登上的意思。Okay, so after half a year of training, he finally mounted Mountain Jade. 经过半年的训练之后呢，他总算登上了玉山。再我们来看的是 reduction. Reduction 呢，指的是减少的意思，它的重音在 DUC 的地方 reduction。那我们可以说，可能在办活动的时候，我们可以说 ，with the reduction of budget, we really have to rethink our location. 因为随着经费的减少呢，我们可能要重新思考我们要在哪里办活动。那它的动词原形呢，则是 reduce，u 呢是发 u 的音 ，reduce 是减少的意思。那我们可以说 ，garbage has been largely reduced ever since the banning of plastic bags. 随着禁止使用这个塑胶袋之后呢，垃圾量大大的减少了。再我们来看是 multiplication， multiplication 呢指的是增加或者繁殖的意思，它重音在 ca 的地方， pli 呢则是短音额的音， multiplication。 那它的形容词呢则是 multiple， 像是我们可以说 there are multiple sites for you to see around Taipei， 在台北呢有很多景点你可以值得去一看的。那它的动词呢是 multiply 是相乘，那要记得用这个 by 这个字，像是我们如果说multiply 8 by 2 you will get 16， 就是说简单来说8乘以2等于16啦。那再我们来看的是 function 呢指的是功能啊或者是作用的意思，那它其实也可以当动词指的是作为，像是说 This smartwatch not only functions as a clock but also functions as a personal health care center， 这只手表呢不但有就是时钟的作用呢，同时呢也还有点像是一个个人的健康照护站，因为现在有很多 smartwatch 都可以测你的心跳啊等等。最后我们来看是 inappropriately 呢指的是不恰当的，它的重音在 pro 的地方， a 则发短音 o 的音， inappropriately。 那它的形容词原型呢是 inappropriate， 指的是不妥当，像是我们可以说 don't you think it's rather inappropriate to talk about such things in public， 你不认为在工作场所谈论这样的话题其实是蛮不妥当的吗？那它的反义词呢则是 appropriate 指的是适当的，像是我们可以问说Do you think this dress is appropriate for the evening ball？ 你觉得如果穿这件裙子去参加那个晚宴的话呢，是否妥当？Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Aging causes some amount of reduction in the rate of human cell multiplication and causes some of the cells to function inappropriately.Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!